Iowa State Fair favorite.
It's got to be the entertainment. How can you go wrong with nearly 150 different concerts packed into 11 days? And they're all free with my gate admission. I can't wait to hear Maddie Poppy, the Flatland Calvary, Kix, Chicks with Hits, and Prince's Purple Experience. They're all appearing at the fair this year. And I never miss the regulars like Hairball, Ron Diamond, The Nadas, Country Gold, and Vocal Trash. But music isn't the only free entertainment. There's livestock shows, street entertainers, crazy contests.
Nothing compares to your favorite bands for your favorite price. Free with gate admission at the Iowa State Fair, August 8th through the 18th in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org for details.
Sea Lion Splash, oh, and Bandoloni.
3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up, we will talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Fantasy baseball and some fantasy football questions. We will field your questions for Chris at 319-366-1600. A big night of baseball last night. We will discuss that and a whole lot more and get you updated on what happened at Lunchbox Heroes today. It's all coming up on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And welcome into the program here on this Wednesday on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, the north gym, 106.3 FM, the south gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann down in Iowa City still. The Iowa basketball team having a media gathering today to talk with some of the newcomers that are going to be in the program in 2019-2020, including Coach's son number two, Patrick McCaffrey. And Kyle will bring back some audio, and you can hear that later on during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening right here on KGYM. Love to hear from you. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, locally owned and operated. And stop on by when you're at Third Base. You're practically home. The Hertien & Stocker Jewelers text line available to you at 319-366-1600. Hertien & Stocker Jewelers, they are conveniently located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. And good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon.
You're sleepy today, right?
I'm sleepy. My Facebook account was hacked last night.
Congratulations. That means you're now somebody. Right?
I felt violated. I really did. It's not like I'm on these bogus websites or anything, but thankfully my daughter sent me a link to a fix. Took me about 15, 20 minutes to run through it.
Oh, I thought you were on the phone with somebody.
No.
Okay.
No, I've got a nice link should anybody need it, but hopefully you don't. But yeah, you feel a little violated. Like, who would do this?
Somebody with a lot of time on their hands. Well, it also says you're popular, right?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
That's not the case? Oh, man. Well,
I guess they created a new account, bogus under my name, like they do for a lot of people. And I heard that that one has more friends than I do. No, I'm just kidding.
I will say this today, and I'm glad everything is fine for you.
Oh, I am too.
That's the first thing. The second thing is we had a great time down at Lunchbox Heroes today. Myself and Kyle and Rick were down there at the new Extreme Arena in Coralville at the Iowa River Landing, and we were inside. The shell is up right now, and there's some beams inside where the seats will be going before too long. It's slated to open in just over a year from now, probably about a year from now. The Iowa volleyball team will be one of the main tenants of the new arena down there. They're moving from Carver and to a smaller, more intimate setting of about 4,000, 4,500, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice arena. And not only were we down there, met a lot of great listeners. One in particular said that he just absolutely lives for us talking about Bowling Night in America. And so I reminded said listener that, oh, well, because he said he bowls four nights a week. And I told him, like, well, we were just about ready to get things started because tonight is a red letter night. This means that fall is right around the corner. Forget about media days. Forget about training camps. Mark, what lets you know that fall is right around the corner?
Yep, I got the call from Secretary Mike Hoskins. He's Secretary of the Evergreen League, the mature league out at Mays City Bowl.
Mike's back, so that's good news.
He's retired. He's got plenty of time. Should be a new and improved secretary with all the time on his hands. But at any rate,
I know we're playing the first week.
Season meeting is tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, we start the Wednesday after Labor Day. We know that.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
But the meeting doesn't amount to a whole lot. It's a chance for everybody to get on the same page. And
four games. We'd like to keep it at four.
Yeah, we'll keep it at
points.
Four, I think, or 4 points. Yeah. Another signal that summer is dwindling maybe a little bit.
Well, the difference this year is we're going to have a longer season next year.
Yeah.
Because Christmas and New Year's fall on Wednesday this year. So we're going to have 2 weeks off late in December and early in January. So, yeah, we're going to be heading into late May probably this year as far as Wednesday night bowling night in America is concerned. Isn't that just great to utter once again, bowling night in America?
Your friend bowls four nights a week?
He bowls four nights a week, he said. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
a commitment.
That is getting it done. That's getting it done right there. 319-366-1600. Yes, bowling is around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. Around the corner, Chris Liss of rotowire.com. We also have for you today, there's plenty of golf before bowling. And thanks to the city of Cedar Rapids golf courses, Ellis, Jones, Twin Pines, and Gardner, the driving ranges where they are apt over there. And then also the golf courses. We have some passes for golf. And we're going to present those before 4 o'clock here today as we have two free rounds of golf at either Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, or Jones, plus use of a golf cart. So we'll present that before 4 o'clock on the program here today as well. As we mentioned, Kyle's down in Iowa City as they are meeting with the media coming today with the newcomers. I'll work on that because I can't remember. As you're throwing me notes here. I have no idea. I'll get it in about, give me 10 minutes, and I'll come up with it. State softball going on today over in Fort Dodge. It is semifinal Wednesday. And so far today, we've got the 1A championship game set. That will be number one versus number three. Number one seed, Collins Maxwell, with a 9-1 win over Newell Fonda. Newell Fonda was the basketball champions of 1A. And they will meet Clarksville, who shut out Lisbon in a really slick game today, 1-0. Also heard via the social media networks, Matty Poppy was
in attendance,
In attendance today. Sister plays for Clarksville. So it'll be Clarksville and Collins Maxwell going at it in the Class 1A state championship.
Maddie sing the national anthem or anything like that?
Don't know if she sang or not, or if she was just there spectating. Just being a spectator and being a good family member. 3A, Davenport Assumption, no problem with Waterloo Columbus, 6-0. And they will take on the winner of the game going on right now between Louisa Muscatine and West Liberty. Looks like it's going to be Louisa Muscatine. They have an 8-2 lead in the sixth inning over West Liberty right now over at Fort Dodge. And then coming up in just a little bit, it'll be 2A semifinal action. North Lynn and Mount Air just getting underway. East Marshall taking on Alta Aurelia. And then in 4A coming up, it'll be Carlisle and West Delaware in one semifinal, North Scott, Charles City in the other. And then in 5A coming up later on tonight, it'll be Waukee and Johnston and Iowa City High will take on West Des Moines Valley. City High beating Kennedy last night 10-2 as the Little Hawks Had a big inning last night and dispatched the Cougars to the consolation round. And best of luck to the Little Hawks coming up
tonight. Yeah, great win for City High because Kennedy hadn't given up more than two runs all year, and actually more than two runs into last year. So that was a big, big win for City High. And now it's City High against the CIML.
Yes, it is. Kind of what it usually is when it gets to the state softball tournament more often than not. So best of luck to those folks out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. It's now 10-2, by the way, Loaiza Muscatine as they head into the seventh inning. So it looks like it's going to be Loaiza Muscatine taking on Davenport Assumption. We'll keep you updated on afternoon baseball as well. We're going to talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com coming up in just a little bit. Speaking of baseball, very interesting night last night as some people are going as far as calling it maybe the game of the year last night. Your Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees going at it. Yes, that is correct. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. 14-12 in a game that took, what, 5 hours some last night?
More than.
To play at Target Field. Back and forth. Pitching optional. 35 hits. Couple errors thrown in there. Some wild defensive plays. Some not very good defensive plays. Just hitting as they combined for 26 runs on 35 hits. Some people saying it was the game of the year in Major League Baseball. What say you?
Well, at a minimum, it was an exciting game because rarely do I stay up past midnight to watch a game. I went to bed at 12:15 after the Yankees wrapped up a 14-12 win in extra innings. And
then you're mad.
You know what? I was okay because it was highly entertaining. It just went back and forth and back and forth, and both teams had multiple chances to win it. 1 minute you thought the Twins had it locked up, and the next minute Aaron Hicks hits a two-run homer, and the Yankees take the lead, and you know the Twins have bases loaded, nobody out against Aroldis Chapman, who by the way is a shadow of himself.
He had control problems last night.
He did, but the Twins could only score one. So I mean, it was the best game, I doubt it, but probably one of the most exciting games you'll see. And I had a vested interest. The Indians had already lost, so at a minimum, the Twins were not going. You're not going to lose any ground, but it was just highly entertaining. And I don't even stay up that late for West Coast games.
Do people sometimes misconstrue excitement for overall good play?
I think it's two different things. Overall good play could be exciting. A 2-1 game, well-pitched, well-defensed, that could be very exciting. But last night, I would not say it's a well-played game because the pitching was
abysmal.
And there were errors in the field. But it led to an exciting game, an extremely exciting game. And you can tell us out there, do you prefer a game like that or do you prefer a 2-1, 3-2 nail-biter that you hang on every pitch? 319-366-1600, our Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line, and we prefer you use that today as Kyle, as we mentioned, at an Iowa basketball media function at this time.
Myself, I have always been, and I've said this many times, I have always been partial to the 2-1-3-2 strategy-filled, good pitching, good defense game as far as baseball is concerned. I think more and more people are going away from that, especially as I get older and as we move on as far as baseball is concerned. Now, I'll ask this as well with people. The knock against baseball, and I have never understood this, is that baseball is a game that people find takes too long and is boring. You can sit through a 4-hour and 20-minute college football game, but Lord knows you can't sit through a 4-hour and 20-minute Major League Baseball game unless you have a 14 to 12 game with 35
well,
hits.
Well, I text you, you know, 7th or 8th inning, was it, last night?
Yeah.
And you know it's a Yankee game when it's going to last 4 hours. We knew it was nearing the 4-hour mark at that point. But listen, these two teams are two of the best offenses in baseball. And it's been that way the first two games of the series. By the way, game three tonight, 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM. Got to wonder if either team will have much left after last night. But you would expect a lot of offense. I mean, the Twins knocked out CC Sabathia and Domingo German, pitchers each of the last two nights in the fourth inning.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see many teams doing that. Same token, the Twins are 1-1 in those games. So it was just very exciting to watch. If I was a fan of other than the Twins, I might have thought differently, but if it caught my attention until 12:15 in the morning, you knew it. You know it was a pretty good, entertaining game.
319-366-1600. What do you think out there? Let us know. Again, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line at this time. This just coming down the line here. Football news: Jace Andreg has just committed to UNI to play for the Panthers. I believe Jace is now at Solon, was at Prairie, and going to be one of the top players in Eastern Iowa. And he has just said via Twitter that he is committed to play for Mark Farley and the UNI football team. So that's a good get for them, one of the better players as far as Eastern Iowa is concerned.
Text line being dominated by Bowling Night in America. Boom, looking forward to the year, and that's from our friend Rob Kohler.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Well, it says Kohler.
No Donners?
His dad Bob doesn't.
No Donners yet? Responding?
No Donners. That'll come soon enough.
2-1 game or 14-12 game? What do you like? 319-366-1600. What do you like? I like the 3-2-2-1 games. I like that much better than
somewhere in the middle, really. Somewhere in the middle. I want just enough offense that, it piques my interest, but also I appreciate good pitching, which you don't see often enough these days, and good defense. Great defensive plays. I like a mixture of the two. So for me, probably somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, even though my team lost last night, I was highly entertained. I really was.
The Major League Baseball schedule this afternoon looks like this. Is some texts fly in. We'll give you the scores, and then we'll get you your texts here. Washington, Nationals leading again, 3-2 over the slumping Colorado Rockies. And that one in the ninth inning. Also in the ninth inning, the Phillies leading the Tigers 4-0. Houston leading Oakland in the top of the seventh inning 4-1. Brewers have come back to lead the Reds 5-4 in Milwaukee in the top of the sixth inning. Third inning, no score between Arizona and Baltimore. No score in the third between the Rangers and the Mariners. Bottom of the second inning, the Cubs behind Javi Baez's 25th home run lead the Giants 1-0, but the Giants have two on, nobody out against Tyler Chatwood, who gets to start today for Chicago.
Yeah, Lester scratched, I think.
Lester scratched today, so Chatwood goes into the starting lineup as the starting pitcher today for the Cubs. Cub news today, Addison Russell has been pushed back to AAA, demoted to Des Moines, and Wilson Contreras off the injured list for the Cubs today. Again, they're in a 1-0 game right now with a half-game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals, who most people who are Cardinal fans
really
have believed have not played any type of good baseball this year, and the Cardinals are a half game out.
Yeah, the Cubs really need this one, I think, after losing 5-4 in 13 innings last night and losing a one-run game in the first of the series. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Matt in Fairfax on the text line Loves good pitching. He could watch a 2-1 game all day.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. But there are people that like it 14-12, like it 10-9, like to see a lot of offense. And I get it. That's just it. There's no right answer to this question.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a matter of your opinion, of your taste. Maybe it goes in both directions here. Maybe one day you'd like to see a 2-1 game. Maybe another day you'd like to see a 15-14 game. I suppose if beers are being bought by somebody else, you probably want to see the 15-14 game. The old joke, and we should have mentioned this yesterday, because yesterday was the anniversary of Mark Burley's perfect game. And the old joke among White Sox fans was you love to watch Mark Burley, but you never wanted to go and go to a Mark Burley game because you knew it was going to take an hour and 52 minutes and you were not going to be able to do a lot at the ballpark as far as that particular day is concerned. Another anniversary in baseball. We'll get to that coming up later on here today. Keep the text coming. What do you think? What do you like? High scoring or pitcher's duels?
We have news also from a former Iowa Hawkeye in the NFL. Surprising news on that player.
That is correct. And we'll also let you know, probably between after Kyle gets back between 4 and 7, we'll have a wrap-up of our Lunchbox Heroes outing today. 3:23, we're about 9, 10 minutes away from talking with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. So get your fantasy baseball questions, your fantasy football questions. There's a football game next week, Mark, next Thursday night. The Broncos and the Falcons will meet in the Hall of Fame game. Mm. How about that? Does that not only bowling night in America meeting night tonight, but also NFL football is back next Thursday, at least for a drive with the starters.
Good times are back, right?
Good times are back, man. All right, we'll take a break, and we will come back, and we'll talk a little bit about football and that news coming out today and a little bit of college news as well. So stay tuned. More to come. Gym class for Wednesday coming your way on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Hi, I'm a local dollar, and I just want you to know that if you buy local, that local businesses can grow. Put me in the pocket of your local grocery store, or take me to the farmer's market for flowers, soaps, and more. Spend me at the diner, or get ice cream at the pool. Put me down for coffee, or donate me to your school.
KGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
Back with you on the gym class on KGYM here on this Wednesday. Some texts and some tweets coming in as well. Would you rather see a slugfest or a pitcher's duel as far as baseball is concerned? Our friend Golfer Jake out there, and he said, that he would much rather see a pitcher's duel any day. Best game he ever saw in person was a five-hit shutout by one of Mark's favorites, Scott Erickson. And when he was good, he says.
Which wasn't a long time, but he was not surprising from Jake. Jake likes to go low anyway, so. 71-43.
Golfers all want to go low.
71-43 on the text line. I'd like to see the scores in the 20s and 30s with 600-foot dingers and players with 25 RBI.
And that's fine. That's fine. That's not a wrong answer.
D.D. Gregorius came close last night. 5 hits and 7 RBI for the Yankees. He was, needless to say, a tough out.
He was all over the place last night. And what Aaron Hicks... And here's the rub of that game last night. It comes down to a great defensive play after not a whole lot of great defensive plays in that game, and Aaron Hicks making it to give the Yankees the win last night.
Yeah, the Twins had 2 outs, either full or first and second, second and third, something like that. And Max Kepler, who's been on a tear, hit a shot to left center, and Hicks playing center field laid out and saved the game pretty much with a tremendous catch, and he's the one that put the Yankees up in the top of the inning with a 2-run homer. So the former Twin was a killer.
319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. There is some football news today. First of all, some college football news, and I thought this would play out a little bit more, but trying to find some more information on it, this must not be a big thing. The Ohio State University today self-reported some violations as far as their football and their men's basketball programs are concerned. Mainly football, I believe 22 small violations. What is a small violation, Mark? The difference between a small violation and a large violation. The old joke
here. It's gone 60 and a 55.
Yes, the old joke here would be Ohio State self-reported 22 violations, and DePaul was added another year to their imposed ban yesterday, or their probation for 3 years. No, that's the old joke. But apparently, this is not a big deal. The one thing that Ohio State will not be able to do is be in contact with 2020 recruits for about a 2-week period of time. I did find that.
Oh.
Well, saves on phone bills for the Ohio State University.
They already got their next two classes sewn up anyway.
I'm sure they do. Not so much as far as men's basketball is concerned, but this is really no more than a slap on the wrist as far as Ryan Day and his new job taking over for Urban Meyer. So Ohio State's not going to miss out on any bowl trips. Ohio State's not going to miss out on probably any big-time recruits.
This came under Urban Meyer's watch.
Correct.
Yeah.
Believe so. Believe that is the case. So Ryan Day, well, Ryan Day was on the staff, though.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind. Urban Meyer was just steering the ship at this point. 319-366-1600. Football news on the NFL front. Dealing with a former Hawkeye, kind of surprising news today out of Green Bay about one of their top defensive players.
Yeah, the Packers have released former Iowa Hawkeye Mike Daniels, defensive lineman. He had 1 year left on his 4-year contract, originally at $43 million that he signed in 2015. Daniels had some foot problems at the end of last year, and it's prevented him from going to workouts up till now in Green Bay. And whether there's uncertainty about his foot or the fact that the Packers will save a little more than $8 million in cap space by releasing Daniels.
But that's not much money in 2019.
You got an experienced guy who is a Pro Bowler in 2017. He's got 29 sacks in 102 career games. Good player. He's going to play somewhere next year.
You wanted him. You said, hey.
I'll take him. Even though the Bears have a good defense, so I'll take him.
Yeah, it's interesting because 29 is almost, that's not old. And in NFL lingo, 29, you're on the backside of your career. And for the Packers to just get rid of Mike Daniels, especially, and we were talking about this in the sports office a little bit before we went on the air, and Alex said, that's just a rotten move by the Packers to do that just ahead of camp, not giving him a spot to land. And I agree with Alex. Not a great move, not a great look for an organization to treat someone like that. That's been around a long, long time. Hawkeye or not.
Fair amount of criticism on the internet, Twitter, Facebook. Beat writers saying Brian Gutekunst has made some very good moves over the years, but this is not one of them. And
it's not like the Packers are going to be confused for the 85 Bears as far as their defense is concerned right now either.
No.
So it's a kind of a head scratcher. Now, I know you want to save some money. So we'd like to know what you think out there. That is the subject of our Emil's Hideaway poll question today at kgymradio.com.
It is indeed. And if my computer wasn't frozen up.
You want me to give?
Would you please do the honors?
All right. Today's Emil's Hideaway poll question. Emil's Hideaway, located behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot on First Avenue Southeast. What are your thoughts about the Packers cutting Mike Daniels? A good business decision or what? Go ahead and vote at kgymradio.com. Love to hear from you. What do you think out there, Packers fans? And there are quite a few Packers fans out here that we'd like to get the pulse of today and see how that plays out. Also tonight, we've got high school baseball sub-state finals going on, 3A and 4A tonight. 1As and 2As were last night. As the 16 teams representing those two classes, we know who's going to be at Principal Park in Des Moines. 4A coming up tonight from the area. It will be Cedar Rapids Prairie down at number 2 Iowa City West tonight, down at West High. Also, Pleasant Valley will be at Linmar to take on the Lions tonight. Also, it'll be Davenport Central up at number 5 Western Dubuque coming up tonight as well. That's the 4As. Class 3A sub-state finals coming up tonight. Number 1, Cedar Rapids Xavier will entertain Charles City tonight out at Ken Sharpar Field. Central DeWitt will take on Dubuque Waller tonight. That one over in DeWitt. I know who Todd's rooting for, and I don't blame him. The hometown team. They have a good team over there. 35-3 for the Sabres. Marion will entertain Solon over at the Les Hipple Complex tonight. Marion at 31-5, Solon at 22-17. But do not let that fool you, because there are going to be two really good athletes on the mound tonight in that game. Cam Miller, the All-State quarterback, terrific baseball pitcher as well for Solon, will be on the mound going up against South Dakota State signee Rick Atkins from Marion. So that's going to be a good one over there coming up tonight. Winners move on to the state baseball tournament next week. Well, actually, later on this week, and we're going to preview the state baseball tournament with KJ Pilcher coming up tomorrow right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Maybe get a question in on wrestling, too. You got to do that when KJ's on.
Go ahead and cover me on the text line momentarily as my internet trying to rebound here.
Let's see if
I don't think I've been hacked again, have I?
Have you been hacked again? What are they doing in the sports office?
I can't be hacked again. My security is too high on Facebook now. or is it?
I don't know.
It's a momentary problem on my end.
Aha. Uh-huh. Very good. I will try to, I got to look and see what the address is.
We'll get her down.
Okay, got it. Got it, Mark.
Great radio going on here.
Yeah, this is riveting radio, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Just riveting at this time. All right.
Text line important, because we're going to bring in Chris Liss here momentarily. And I have to imagine that I have some questions on fantasy football, and I'm sure you do as well. Chris just had his first draft, which is very interesting. He's got it up at rotowire.com. He had the number 1 overall pick in his draft, and very interesting. We'll ask Chris about that, but get your questions ready for Mr. Liss, 319-366-1600, our text line.
David in Hudson wants Mike Daniels to come to Minnesota and play for the Packer or the Vikings.
You cannot have nice things in Minnesota, David.
13.
Okay, you should know that by now, 13, at least from a football standpoint.
Yes, 1385, saying that one time on national TV, Mike Daniels introduced himself as coming from his high school. He didn't say a word about the University of Iowa.
Did that
Iowa.
More than once, yeah.
A lot of people do that, though. I'm not going to hold that against him too much. 1960 on baseball, I saw a game. It was Clemens versus Matty. Truth is, it was boring. Boring, some more hits would have went a long way to make it a better game. All right, thank you very much for that. Do appreciate it.
My text line is back.
Ah, very good.
We can move forward.
All right. We're going to move forward with Chris Liss of rotowire.com. We'll talk with him and get your fantasy football and fantasy baseball questions answered at 319-366-1600 on the Hertzian & Stocker Jewelers text line. Back with Chris after this.
Blender Tire Service, where we put service first.
Drive safe this summer with Blender Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Linder Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at lindertire.com.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
More than just tires.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And put that reward to good use. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
After two incredible games, the Twins and the Yankees play one last time of the regular season, a night game coming up on Wednesday. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back in the gym class here in KGYM for a Wednesday at 3:41. We have our passes to the City of Cedar Rapids Golf courses for you before 4 o'clock here today, and be a great day to play golf here today in Eastern Iowa. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. And please use that today if you'd like to text in a question for Chrysalis of rotowire.com. Set to join us right now. And Chris, of course, will let us know how you can get all the information you need for your upcoming drafts as far as fantasy football is concerned with RotoWire. And we'll do that coming up before we close out shop here today. And Chris, how you doing? How's everything going?
It's good. I'm back in the States. I'm in L.A. I can't say I miss L.A. It's a lot of traffic and driving, but, you know, things are good otherwise. How about yourself, Scott?
Not bad. I can't complain. And so you're done with the continent now. You're back on U.S. soil for good.
Just for 4 weeks. Thankfully we're back. We're going to Colorado next week. We're thinking of places if we're going to come back to the States in a few years, like where we live, and it probably won't be L.A. That's the only criteria we have. Not L.A. Basically.
Yeah. Well, your New York Yankees, it was a late night, not in L.A., but Mark's Twins, your Yankees, battling it out last night, 14-12, 35 hits, 26 runs, everything you wanted.
Crazy.
In an offensive game last night.
Yeah, I just want to apologize for what my Yankees did to your bullpen, Mark. I know it's going to leave a mark, and I also know that over the years, we just destroyed the Twins. I mean, the one team that just kills them is the Yankees. And, you know, the Twins went ahead on the Sano homer. And then, you know, Aaron Hicks, two outs in the ninth, nobody on, a walk, and a two-run homer, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, you're right about that, the dominance the Yankees have had, especially in the postseason. But I thought it was a highly entertaining game. And I will say that Aroldis Chapman is a shadow of himself.
Yeah, he was really strong. I mean, he walked like three guys, and he really struggled. But, you know, the way the ball's been flying out, there's more home runs hit per game this year than in the history of baseball by far. And now we're getting into, you know, late July, August. I think this next 40 days is going to just be brutal on the pitching, relief and starting. I mean, there's no excuse for walking the bases loaded. I mean, you know, you at least give up a home run or something. But I think it's going to be ugly for a lot of pitchers this summer.
Yeah, we'll see. And if you have a baseball question or a football question for Chris, let us know on the text line at 319-366-1600.
Chris, I'm always fascinated, maybe not fascinated, but interested when you participate in a draft and you post a big grid of said draft, and that was Monday that I'm referring to. You had the number one overall pick. And I found it interesting that six running backs went in the first round and more than half the picks in the first two rounds were running backs. And explain your strategy. You picked three running backs right out of the chute.
Yeah, I think if I were picking late in the first, if I had the 11th or 12th, I'd probably go receiver heavy in that part of the draft. But it just so happens I could have taken a Keenan Allen or a T.Y. Hilton in round two, but I'm with Nick Chubb, who dropped a little bit to me, and just think he's going to be in a great offense. And I really hate Fournette. I mean, he killed me last year. That guy, he owes me big. And normally I'm the kind of guy that if somebody, you know, has a horrible year on my watch, I want to get him again just so he doesn't help someone else next year. But I was done with him. And then a guy I had a podcast with talked me into him. And so I took him in the third. But a lot of running backs are going because the NFL is changing. You know, basically receivers, you know, the passing game is bigger than ever, but it's a lot more short throws now. They don't throw downfield as much, and there's a lot of slot receivers getting targets. There's three receivers in most base sets. And so you have the passing game much more distributed. And another thing they've done is throw a lot to running back. So in full PPR, you used to have these receivers getting 115, 110 catches, you know, every year, and that's getting fewer and further between. And now you see running backs getting 80, 90, 75, 80 catches a lot. And then when you combine that with all the rushes they get, they're going back to what we had 10, 15 years ago, where LaDainian Tomlinson and Sean Alexander and those guys Sean Alexander's mostly touchdowns, but Priest Holmes, they all caught a lot of passes. So I think we're seeing guys like McCaffrey and Kamara and Saquon, and even Zeke Elliott caught 77 passes in 15 games. You expect Bell and David Johnson, Melvin Gordon, if healthy and not holding out. Damian Williams, are all going to catch passes, and they become the most valuable players in fantasy.
We're going to get to some texts here, but just to let folks know, in this particular draft, Barkley went first, Zeke Elliott went second, McCaffrey third, Kamara fourth, and David Johnson fifth. Go ahead, Scott.
I think that's about right that way. I might take Kamara over McCaffrey, but it's splitting hairs a little bit.
David Johnson's still that high. A lot of people saying bounce back here for David Johnson in Arizona with Kingsbury there.
So I think his ceiling is the number one running back, because with Kingsbury there, they're going to run a lot of plays. And that means he may get, 260 carries and 85 catches in a very up-tempo offense that should be a lot better. The downside, though, is lower than all these other guys, because you got a rookie QB, as good, as much upside as he has, he's a rookie. You've got a rookie coach, two rookie receivers. Christian Kirk's a second-year receiver. Larry Fitzgerald is Scott Unash's age. So you basically have an offense and a bad offensive line. So you could have this offense take 7 or 8 games to get in sync. And then you're going to have what happened to David Johnson last year, which was a terrible offense, and he really couldn't get going. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to be really good, but I think there's a lower floor for David Johnson than the top four.
Not quite my age, but yours, Scott.
I'd like to point out Larry Fitzgerald won me money last year. 98-96 will lead things off here. His question, football, is Le'Veon Bell still a top four pick after a year off? And now playing for a team who, let's face it, it's much worse than the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Good question.
Yeah, I'm up for bashing the Jets as much as possible. As a Giants fan, I despise the Jets. I think Bell is probably not top four, but, top six, seven. I think he's come back in shape. He's an excellent pass catcher. He's a really good player. The problem is Adam Gase. Adam Gase is so whimsical with the way he uses his players. And he even came out, they fired the GM after the draft, and after they spent all the free agent money, which is bizarre. But it came out that Gase didn't want to spend the money on Bell. Like a lot of sabermetric coaches, they don't like the running back position. And so it's going to be a little weird to him playing for a guy who was kind of against acquiring him in the first place.
Matt, the Michigan fan on the text line, Chris, in a 12-man half-point PPR league, how early is too early for one of the absolute top-tier tight ends, like an Ertz or a Kelsey?
I mean, I've seen people take Kelsey in the first round, like 9th, 10th, something like that. And I don't think it's crazy. I probably wouldn't do it. I'd probably take him early 2nd. I'd probably rather have a wide receiver, especially in a 3-receiver league. But if we're a 2-receiver league, yeah, I think Kelsey could go 9th or 10th. I mean, he's that good. And I just think that situation and system is just so ready for another massive year offensively.
Yeah, and with Tyreek Hill, and I'm surprised we haven't got a question yet on Tyreek Hill and how early he should go in most drafts.
I've seen him go top 10. I wouldn't do it, but I've seen him go top 10. I would go like 16th-ish. He just doesn't get the volume that some of these other guys get. He gets like 140 targets, does a lot with them. But, it's hard to put him up against Devontae Adams, who I don't even think nearly as good as Tyreek Hill, but Devontae Adams gets 168 targets and 30 in the red zone, so hard to compete with that.
Speaking of Devontae Adams, 0789 needs one keeper in a non-PPR league, Travis Kelce, Julio Jones, or Devontae Adams?
Non-PPR changes it a little bit, but I'll go Devontae Adams for the touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong, I think, with any of those three. But
no, they're all like, if there were three people that could give you three different answers, and I wouldn't really argue too much against them.
I want to ask you, Chris, about two guys that have been on the move since last season. That is Antonio Brown, now with the Raiders, and Beckham in Cleveland. What you expect?
So I did my rankings on the blog that were like, let's just pretend everybody stayed healthy. We knew everybody would stay healthy. There'd be no injuries this year. Now we know that's not going to happen. Let's just imagine that it happened. Everybody played 16 games. I would have Beckham number one or number two among receivers, because to me that's the only risk. He's a generational talent playing with an amazing quarterback now, finally. And the offense coordinator was very aggressive with Tampa, Monken. I think he's going to go crazy. The only problem is he's missed 16 games the last 2 years with injuries, and you got to worry about that. Antonio Brown only had 7.7 yards per target last year, his lowest mark since he broke out. He did score 15 touchdowns, though. I don't know if he's lost something. He's going to be 30, 31 this year. Obviously it's a downgrading situation, but I like Antonio Brown because I think he's going to get 170 targets.
Wow.
And he's still good enough that he's going to catch 100 of those for, you know, 1,200, 1,300 yards and 7 or 8 touchdowns at a minimum, and then the upside is much higher than that. So I like them both. I have them about, you know, I think I have Beckham is like 5th or 6th, and Brown is like 5th or 6th among wide receivers.
Interestingly, in Chris's draft that he conducted with his buddies on Monday, the top receiver was DeAndre Hopkins, followed by Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, Adams, Beckham, and Juju Smith-Schuster. They all went in the first round. Brown went on the way back at what would be 14 overall.
Yeah. No, I thought that was a fine pick at 14. And it's a full PPR with 3 receivers also.
Mm.
Anthony and Marion, for some advice for everyone out there, I drafted Derrick Henry last year. If I wasn't an idiot and started him his last 2 big games, then I won the league I was in last season. Always trust your gut. There you go. That is sage advice right there. 0255, Aaron Donald or Khalil Mack, number one in an IDP league?
I'd have to look at it more closely since I have my one IDP league in a couple of weeks and I haven't even glanced at it. But my instincts would be Donald because he gets more tackles.
Like you evaluate Deshaun Watson and what do you expect this year?
I think he's a top 3 quarterback. I think it's, you know, probably top 2. I think Mahomes is in the class by himself given the Andy Reid system and the weapons he has and just the way they play. But I think Watson is, you know, with the running ability, and they don't really, you know, they don't hand it off that much. I mean, there's not a lot of good, they don't really have good running backs. We'll see if Deontay Foreman does something this year, but he's going to throw it a lot, and he's a great runner, and he's a really efficient and good quarterback. So I have him, I think, as my number 2 quarterback right after Mahomes.
Mahomes is, I don't disagree with Mahomes, but you got to expect him to take a bit of a step back, don't you?
I hope not.
I mean, you always have to regress an all-time season, right? You can't say, you know, somebody hit 70 home runs or 65 home runs. You can't say, okay, let's give him 62, right? I mean, that's just hard to hit 60 home runs. You give him 50 the next year. And so, likewise, I gave Mahomes 41 touchdown passes.
Reasonable.
But I could see him beating it. I could see him getting to 45 or 46 again because this is the all-time most pass-friendly era in NFL history. I mean, you can't touch the quarterback. You can't bang around on the receivers. You really – hands off for the defense. 2, he's got Tyreek Hill. They added Mecole Hardman. He's runs a 4-3-3. Obviously, Kelsey's the best tight end in football. Damian Williams is a good pass catcher and very fast. Andy Reid is the best play, you know, one of the best play designers in the NFL. It's just a unicorn situation where normally you say, okay, he had 50, give him 35. That's a normal projection for a top quarterback. I'm giving him 41, and I would not be surprised if he's in the upper 40s again.
I ran out of time here, Chris, but let's squeeze in one more text from Badger Mike. What round for Damian Williams and Kareem Hunt?
Damian Williams, end of the first round, early second. I mean, the Chiefs didn't commit to him. Scott knows more than me about the Chiefs, but all the stuff I've read is that they've just said, this is our guy. This is not a situation.
Yeah, he's going to be the first. He's going to be the starter going in with Carlos Hyde backing up.
Yeah, it's like a clear starter backup. It's not a 50-50 or a 55-45. At least it sounds that way. So he's going to be good. And the other guy was Kareem Hunt. I mean, he's out 8 games. So, I mean, borderline, you know, unless you're like an NFC league where there's 10 bench spots, you can't hold on to a guy for 8 games who's probably a backup when he gets there. So don't even bother.
For those Iowa and Iowa State fans, David Montgomery, the Cyclone running back now with the Bears, was taken in the 4th in Chris's draft. And tight ends fan Hawkinson taken fairly late, but we're taken.
Yeah, the rookie tight ends I wouldn't mess with. You got to be so good as a rookie tight end. I mean, almost no rookie tight ends ever do anything. Usually it's like year 3 or 4 for tight ends. Montgomery is – people like him. I mean, they think he could be, you know, 3 downish back. But I just don't see it because Tariq Cohen's got 3rd down, locked down. I mean, Matt Nagy's pretty creative, so maybe he can get both those guys on the field at once. But – I don't see how Montgomery gets the 3rd down work with Tariq Cohen there. He's one of the best in the business. And then Mike Davis, they signed him. I don't think he's just going to go away. So I'm probably not taking Montgomery in the 4th. I'd probably need the 5th or 6th before I consider him.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, real quick, tell us about all the information you have at rotowire.com.
Yeah, we have all of the projections for every player. That means if you have a particular league that's 2 receivers or 3 receivers, or you get, you know, extra points for pass catching or attempts or any configuration possible, you can customize put it in our system, and it'll spit out a cheat sheet just for you. Rotowire.com/trial. It is totally free for anyone without a credit card for 10 days. After 10 days, you can see if you like it and then decide whether you want to subscribe.
All right. Sounds good. I recommend it at rotowire.com. Chris, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and enjoy the States again.
Thanks, guys. Good talk to you.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back as we go to break. Going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up some golf passes to the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. 319-366-1600. Caller 6, you're going to get those passes. Back with more after this.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Today is the day for doing at the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Get a variety of HDX shelving units, then fill them with Tough Totes, including 27-gallon totes, a special buy at just $8.98. These durable black and yellow totes are strong enough to stack and durable enough to last. Put everything in its place and get yourself to the right place. The Pack Store Save event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
358, Chris Liss's appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. And Chris, of course, getting ready for fantasy football and fantasy baseball going gangbusters right now. Right now, also going gangbusters, North Lynn at the Girl State Softball Tournament. A 4-0 lead in the fourth inning over Mount Air as they look to get to the Class 2A state championship game coming up tomorrow for the Lynx. In their first appearance at the Girl State Softball Tournament. And the baseball team won last night with Jake Kilmer getting a no-hitter. What's new?
Good stuff at North Lynn. Lisbon losing earlier, right?
Yeah, Lisbon fell 1-0 to Clarksville in a 1A semifinal earlier on today. So you're kind of up to date as far as things at the Girls Softball Tournament. West Liberty fell to Loaiza Muscatine 10-2 in a Class 3A state semifinal today. And Alex has our winner. Thanks to Alex for helping us out right there. Tomorrow, KJ Pilcher joining us to talk about state baseball, a little bit of wrestling. Dave Koken from Las Vegas as well. Have a good night. Hopefully it's not as late.
See you then.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA